Hey, welcome to a Stonewall's Perspective podcast. In this podcast, Alex gives his perspective on what is going on in the world. It is his mission to bring the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome back to the Alex Stone Show. I'm your host, Alex Stone. I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. And yes, I did say every, including the things that most Christians do not like to discuss, such as politics. Man, we have a lot to get into today. I want to give you some encouragement. I want to give you some hope. I want to give you something from the Word of God. Okay, I talk a lot about politics on my show, and there's nothing wrong with that. I believe that the political world needs the gospel, but I believe that the most important thing for me to talk about on this show, more important than politics, more important than Donald Trump or whoever's going to, you know, the next president of the United States is going to be, the most important thing that I talk about is the Word of God, okay? And so I'm a youth pastor, and I became a youth pastor nearly a year ago, and with my youth ministry, I just recently started going through a series in the book of 1 John, okay? We're 2 weeks into this, and this is something that I want to do with you guys on my show. I want to go through the book of 1 John with you guys, read it line by line, verse by verse, study it, and talk about it, because the reality is that 1 John has totally changed my life. It's changed my perspective. It's changed my view, especially 1 John chapter 3, and we'll get to that at a later episode. I'm going to talk about 1 John chapter 1 today, but, you know, the Word of God changes lives. The Word of God has changed my life, and I believe that the Word of God can change your life as well if you place your faith in Jesus Christ. The Word of God is like a two-edged sword, okay? And it will pierce your heart. It will change your mind. It will change your life. It will change your heart when you place your faith in Jesus and what He has done for you at the cross at Calvary. Then dive deep into the Word of God and study God's Word and what it says and what it means for your life. With that being said, let us pray, and then we will go into 1 John chapter 1. Dear Lord, thank you so much for you and who you are and what you've done for us at the cross. Lord God, I pray that you will allow this time on this show to change someone's heart, change someone's life, and change someone's mind. Jesus, 1 John is such a powerful book. I pray that we will understand the power, understand your word, that we will draw close to you and you will draw close to us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus' name. Amen. So 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, introduction, the incarnate word. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have heard, what we have seen with our own eyes, with what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. That's just verse 1, that John, he is introducing this, and he is talking about what was seen, what was heard, what we have looked at and touched with our own hands concerning the word of life. Okay, in the book of John, it says that the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So he's talking about the incarnate word, what was from the beginning, not just the beginning of time on earth, but from eternity to eternity, all over eternity, okay? Jesus. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our own eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. Verse 2, and the life was manifested, and we have seen it and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and what we have heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write so that our joy may be made complete. So there's a lot already, okay? So he's talking about the incarnate word. The word of God, Jesus, has become a man, that they have heard with their own ears Jesus speak. They have seen with their own eyes Jesus work miracles. They have touched with their own hands the Word of life who became flesh and dwelt among us and became the light of men. That's Jesus. They have seen these things. They have heard these things. They have touched Jesus with their own hands. And because of that, the life that was manifested that they have seen and testify, they proclaim to us the eternal life that we can have in Jesus. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us, because they were able to fellowship with Jesus, because they were able to see Jesus, because they were able to witness Jesus and hear Jesus and touch Jesus, because they had fellowship with Jesus. We can have fellowship with them, which ultimately means we can have fellowship with Jesus ourselves. That we have fellowship with the Father through having fellowship with Jesus. Verse 3, what we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. That they have fellowship with the Father through their fellowship with Jesus. That is the exact same way that we can have fellowship with the Father, through having fellowship with Jesus, by placing our faith in Jesus, that He really did live the life that we could never live. He died the death that we deserved and rose again, defeating sin, defeating death, and defeating shame on the third day. That is an amazing message, y'all. That is an amazing message. Hallelujah. These things we write so that our joy may be complete, that we can have full and total complete joy through Jesus and through Jesus alone, through the fellowship that we can have with Jesus, which leads to fellowship with the Father. Going on in verse 5, this is the message we have heard from Him and announced to you, that God is light and in Him there is no darkness at all. That they have heard this message come from the mouth of Jesus Himself. What power there is in that. It is so powerful. It is so amazing. It is so beautiful that they literally saw Jesus when He was baptized. They literally saw Jesus when He walked on water, when He turned water into wine, when He told Zacchaeus to come out of that tree, when He told all of these parables. They saw and heard those things. They saw Jesus be crucified. They saw Jesus go into the tomb, and they also saw Jesus after the tomb, and they saw Jesus ascend. And because they saw it, this is the message that we heard from Him and announced to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. Hallelujah. In Him is light and there is no darkness at all. In Him is goodness. In Him is perfection. And in Him there is no imperfection. In Him there is no darkness. In Him there is no sin at all. That we were once darkness, but now we are light in Christ because of what Jesus has done for us. We can walk in as children of light. If we say that we have fellowship with Him, this is verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Something that I've heard at times is your walk talks and your talk talks, but your walk talks louder than your talk talks. Let me say that again. Your walk talks and your talk talks, but your walk talks louder than your talk talks. That you can say that you're a Christian, you can say that you're a follower of Jesus, you can raise your hands during worship, you can show up to church on Sunday, you can show up to church on Wednesday, but you can go and raise hell Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Now, what this is not saying is that, oh, if you sin once after you become saved, you're no longer in the light. You know, that's not true. That's not a thing. That's not something that we see in Scripture. However, it does mean that if we walk in darkness, if we walk continually in our sin, unrepentantly, without turning back to Jesus, without following after the way of Jesus, we do not have the light of Christ in us. That's the reality. That there are many people who will say, Lord, Lord, I've done these things in your name. I've prophesied and done miracles and cast out demons and done all of these things in your name. And Jesus will say to them, get out of my sight. I never knew you. And that could be you today, that you say that you are in the light. You say that you walk in light. You pretend like you act in that you are in the light. And even pastors are not exempt from this. Even pastors are not exempt from this, that they say and proclaim that they walk in the light, but rather they are walking in darkness. Are you walking in darkness? Let's continue. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he himself is the light, Jesus himself is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Let us walk in the light of Christ, the light of Jesus, the light that he desires us to walk in, the way that he desires us to walk, the way that he desires us to live, the things he desires us to say, the things he desires us to do. Let us walk in them. Let us do those things, and let us have our faith in Jesus and Jesus alone rather than a works-based salvation. So many have that works-based salvation. Verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. Now, I'm on TikTok, okay? I'm on TikTok a lot because, you know, I use it as a tactic, as a tool to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life and get the message of Jesus out there. And there are times when I'm scrolling on TikTok and I will see people who will make one of two claims, either the first one, which I've seen a lot recently for some reason, people claiming that they are either Jesus or claiming that they are God, okay? Then the second one that I've seen is people claiming that they have no sin and that they are perfect. And this is a claim that many people make. This is a claim that many people think. Many people think, oh, I'm a good person. I haven't really done anything wrong. Well, that is a lie. And Scripture addresses that very, very clearly. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. These people on TikTok who are saying, I don't have any sin. I haven't sinned at all. They have not the truth. They have a lie. They have a lie. And it is a sad, sad reality that many people are buying hook, line, and sinker, that we are just good people, that we're good people, and that we don't have to do anything to earn our salvation, and that, you know, we haven't actually done anything wrong, and truth is subjective, and sin is subjective, and all of these things are subjective. We live in this postmodern world, and I'm here to tell you, audience, that postmodernism is a lie from the pit of hell. It is a lie from the pit of hell because it puts the ball in your court and says, okay, I can do this. I got this. Everything is all right. Everything's okay. It's all in my hands. It's not in the hands of the Father. It's not in the hands of Jesus. I can do it because my truth is my truth and your truth is your truth. And all truth is truth. And whatever you want to believe, that's your truth, and it works for you, and my truth works for me, and it's all true because it's, you know, your truth. Well, podcast, audience, brothers and sisters, that is a lie. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. There is truth, there is one truth, there is the truth, and it is the truth that comes from the Word of God. That is the truth. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness, that he takes your sin and he takes it as far as the east is from the west, and he throws it into a sea of forgetfulness. He forgets it forever. It is no longer on your record once you have placed your faith in Jesus Christ. If We confess our sins. He is faithful and righteous and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the past, all unrighteousness in the present, and all unrighteousness in the future. That is a promise that Scripture holds to. That is a promise that Jesus holds to in Scripture. Verse 10, and finally, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And there are so many people who have this mindset, who have this issue of thinking, I have no sin. I'm a sinless human being. I'm perfect. I'm perfect exactly who I am, and you're perfect exactly who you are, no matter what you go through, no matter what you struggle with, you're perfect. That's not true. Each of us are born with sin. And this reality is a sad one, but it leads to the truth, and the real reality, the real truth is that Jesus can save you from your sin, no matter how far, no matter how deep you are no matter how deep you are in your sin, Jesus can save you. Jesus can redeem you. Jesus can indeed restore you and make you brand new. That is a powerful truth. That is a powerful message that we have as believers, as people who walk in light, people who walk in the truth. We have the light. That light is Christ. And we can find Christ through the Word of God. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for the Jew first and also for the Gentile, that you can be saved, and it's through the power of the gospel. And I'm gonna say this, that the power of God unto salvation is the gospel, but it's also the power of God after salvation as well. Hold true to the gospel, cling on to the gospel and the message that it has for us here today in the 21st century, even after 2,000 years of Jesus rising again. This is the truth. This is the message of the gospel, that they have seen it, that they have heard it, and they proclaim it to us. They proclaim it to believers and non-believers so that non-believers can come believers. That is so powerful. That is so amazing. That is so true. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen and watch this show. Guys, if you go to mypillow.com and use promo code GENZ, GENZ, all one word, you can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. It's one of the best deals you could ever have. Michael Angelo has become a good friend to me, a good friend of this show. And he helps support this show, helps it continue on. And I plan to continue this show for a very long time. I know I took a break for a little bit, but I am back. And I'm back with the message of truth, the message of the gospel, and I need it to get out as far and wide as possible. So please help support this show by going to mypillow.com and using promo code GENZ to help support the show. Also, please like, share, and subscribe, whether it be on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Rumble, wherever you may be listening to this. Please, please, please like, share, and subscribe. It helps more people come and hear the truth of the Word of God. It helps this platform, helps this show out so much, so I can be able to bring you more content day in and day out. Thank you all so much for listening. Use promo code GENZ, like, share, and subscribe. I'll talk to you guys later. God bless you all, and goodbye.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0. Not only that, for a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope you enjoyed. You can also check us out at Stonewall's Perspective on Facebook and Instagram to keep up with the latest news. Stay anchored.